Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So the media is focusing in on Herbert Foley, the congressman, to get everybody in line to vote for legislation, or the government will selectively burn them. And I've been just mentioning some of the admitted mainstream cases of government involvement. In the mid-1990s, convicted child rapist Mark Dutroux built a secret prison cell in his basement in Belgium, where he kept abducted young girls hostage at the behest of what he called a big crime ring, which in 2004 court case was thought encompass some of Belgium's top politicians, judges, and policemen. The reason why it took so long to apprehend him was he was being legally protected by these same individuals. And they had like 3 million people march in Belgium, and they threatened to get violent. The government said, okay, we'll bust a few people. Material witnesses at the trial described child sex parties involving judges, politicians, bankers, and members of the royal family. And, of course, after they were done with them, they'd kill the children. Can you imagine having 3-4-year-old? That's all these girls were, children, who are kept in a pit, and then the royalty comes and rapes them, and then after a while they kill them. I mean, can you imagine being so callous towards humanity, so perverted, so evil, that this is what you do? This is admitted, by the way. This is who wants your guns. This is who wants to have SWAT teams ready to bust in your house and take you to FEMA camps. This is who's legalizing torture, because this is what your government is into, okay? The leadership. At the behest of what was called Big Crime Ring, which in 2004 case was thought to have encompassed many of some of Belgium's top politicians, judges, and policemen, the reason why it took so long to apprehend him was he was being legally protected by these same individuals. Material witnesses at the trial described child sex parties involving judges, politicians, bankers, and members of the royal family, victims that managed to survive. Most were butchered, snuff-styled, after being raped, verified the claims. Police actually visited Dutroux's home and heard the cries of help from the children concealed in his basement, yet believed his story that the sounds were coming from kids playing in the street. He was eventually convicted for his role in the pedophile ring, but the involvement of the elite of the country was never investigated. And it goes on. And the dying core in Halliburton admittedly have lobbyists to have the government not enforce against their open slave ships, slave ring. They have cruise ships with all these slaves on them. Mainstream news, folks. Actual cruise ships with slaves. Remember, that came out in WorldNet Daily in like 99 about top Clinton administration officials were in the South China Sea on a slave ship, sex slave ship. And this is who wants your guns. This is who's going to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda. These are the people that want to track everything you do, but want everything they do to be secret. Homeland Security is about allowing them to get away with all they've done and to expand it. Let's talk to Steve in Colorado, then Brendan, Fred, and others. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, hey there, Alex. Hey, you were mentioning about 1984 and war and all that kind of garbage. And I just want to mention, which I'm sure you've probably talked about before, the book Report from Iron Mountain. It talks about using war as an organizing force in society. And it's a hard book to find. It was printed up back in 67.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Just for the benefit of your listeners.
It's just unconfirmed, and there are 1,000 books, official Rand Corporation books and documents where they say the same things, so I always refer to those.
Okay, yeah, so if people can get a hold of Report from Iron Mountain out there, and of course it's been debunked. They've put out things about telling about how it's a big fraud and everything, but just I would encourage people to read it for themselves.
But see, that's what I'm saying, is that we have their official documents that say the same thing.
Oh, okay.
We have P2OG saying that war is an organizing force and we're going to stage terror attacks and get people to attack us.
Okay, I see. Then also, you were talking about, anyway, Joyce Riley was on Coast to Coast the other night, and she had mentioned, or it's been a few weeks ago, she was mentioned about how she got paid a visit from the FBI talking about how she might be considered a domestic terrorist.
Well, that's the new freedom in America. We'll be right back.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports: U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Jerome Corsi is our guest. He's on the line right now. I want to play this clip first before we go to him so we can get his analysis of it. Of Lou Dobbs being attacked as a conspiracy theorist, the CFR has now put out a little report saying he's a conspiracy theorist. They're trying to put out their disinfo. When Lou Dobbs is going off the SPP.gov website, Lou Dobbs is going off the same stuff Jerome Corsi and myself are going off of. Dr. Corsi, you can read what the official CFR plan is, what Bush signed with then Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, and then President Vicente Fox late last year. We have all of this. We know what is happening. This is the North American Union. This is openly being bragged about, but now they tried to keep it secret, so now they're trying to spin it and lie about it, which just shows how dirty they are, both Republicans and Democrats, unified against the people in this nation. We're going under the waves right now, folks. The country is actually disappearing under the waves. We don't have long to turn this around and start the deportations and militarize the border. Jerome Corsi wrote this last week. Top U.S. official chaired North American Confab panel. Agency says he attended secretive meeting in official capacity as assistant secretary. They're having these weird joint congresses where they openly call for the end of our borders. They're brainwashing the students that it is a North American Union. It's all happening. Documents disclose shadow government in operation. Meanwhile, though, every time we fight it, we're called conspiracy theorists. But the good news is their secret meeting a few weeks ago in Canada has now been exposed. Again, secret tri-government, trilateral meetings between the North American bloc, Canada, Mexico, the U.S. Let's go ahead and roll this three-minute clip from CNN. It starts with a CFR sniveler attacking Lou Dobbs. Here it is.
We need to deepen economic integration by moving towards a customs union with a common external tariff. I think we need to enhance our security by beefing up both our borders and beefing up our continental boundary.
But critics fear an attack on American sovereignty, a super NAFTA with borders erased between three very different countries with no public oversight. Texas Congressman Ron Paul is a rare voice of concern on Capitol Hill.
We're not supposed to give this to the executive branch devising quasi-type of treaties that the Congress seems to not have any control of, and then it turns out to be managed trade for big corporations and not to benefit to our workers and to our people.
The House International Relations Committee and the Senate Foreign Relations Committee have not held hearings on this, and a high-level conference this month in Banff was closed to the press. Critics raise concerns about secrecy, but the plan has a website, spp.gov, highlighting myths and facts. Without explaining how, it says the Canadian-Mexican-U.S. partnership does not attempt to modify our sovereignty or currency, nor undermines the U.S. Constitution, but would create jobs by reducing transaction costs and unnecessary burdens for U.S. companies. Robert Pastor says a more open public discussion would quiet what he calls conspiracy theorists.
A North American union is impossible. None of the three governments or countries are interested in unifying into one country.
He says the goal is more cooperation.
But that doesn't quiet the concerns about this cooperation or what it's going to look like. Just yesterday, Congressman Virgil Goode of Virginia introduced a resolution opposing a NAFTA superhighway in various elements of a North American Union, as the critics call it. And Robert Pastorloo, he says you're one of those critics. You're part of a conspiracy theory that it just is not founded.
That I'm a conspiracy theorist. That's very flattering on the part of Mr. Pastor. What he is an out-of-control elitist who hasn't been elected or in any way nominated by this government to do a darn thing that he's doing. And the fact that this administration and some of this country's largest corporations are pushing ahead with this, with some of Canada's leading elites and Mexico's, there's not a single thing in this that even remotely has legitimacy. And the fact that this Congress, thank goodness that Virgil Goode stepped up here, the fact that this Congress is not demanding an investigation into this right now is sickening. This is elitism run rampant. It's just inexplicable why it's being tolerated. Pastor, what's his qualification?
He's studied North America and its institutions for 30 years.
Ah, good. And this is his conclusion after all that study at the Council of Foreign Relations. Thank you very much, Christine Romans. That brings us to the subject of our poll tonight. And, Mr. Pastor, listen up, because what we're going to do here is we're going to talk to somebody besides the head of a U.S. multinational or one of your little Bush administration friends or any of those other elitists in Canada or Mexico. Here we go. Let's see what people have to say about your little idea. Do you believe there should be a federal investigation of U.S. government efforts to support a North American Union? Yes or no? Please cast your vote at LouDobbs.com. We'll have the results later here in the broadcast. Up next, Scandal rocks Capitol Hill. I'll be talking about what that could mean for the midterm.
All right, folks. And then the vast majority, I've got the poll numbers here somewhere. That was like 80-something percent were against it. I'm sure Corsi saw the full broadcast and can fill us in. But before we go to Dr. Corsi, who I appreciate holding patiently, let me just go over the lies and let him go over the lies you just heard. A continental border, this was called for by the head of UN peacekeeping a week and one day after 9/11 on Nightline. They said a continental security border. So there won't be a border at Texas with Mexico or at California with Mexico or up in New York with Canada. It will be around the physical border from Alaska down to Guatemala and Yucatan. That's official. And, of course, Mr. Pastor actually wrote in a document, he contributed to a document titled Towards a North American Union. And they openly call it a North American Union, and they merge our police, our military, our toll roads, our tariffs. It's all happening. And then they have the nerve to congenitally lie as they always do about everything else. So you had all the big CEOs of Mexico, Canada, U.S., the real government, meeting with top heads of the State Department and others of all three governments there in Canada. And joining us is one of the big experts on this, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Doctor, thanks for joining us.
Oh, Alex, always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
You bet. You got the floor. Break down what really happened at this meeting in Canada and what you think of the lies of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Well, Pastor's just amazing to me. You know, he's, for 10 years, he's written not that the union of the United States, Canada, and Mexico is impossible, but that it's inevitable. He's outlined, I can give you documents that he's given to the Foreign Relations Committee, the Senate, Trilateral Commission, books he's published. Over and over and over again, he keeps writing that we need to form a European Union-style North American Union. But he's also following his own advice. He has written that it needs to be done incrementally, needs to be done so it can be denied, needs to be kept below the radar screen.
Well, it's like he just said, nobody said we're going to get rid of our countries. It'll still be in three blocks, but it's three states of a super state.
Well, that's exactly right, Alex. And, you know, the idea is, in all Pastor's writings, that this North American Union will have its own court, its own parliament, its own executive, its own president, and they'll supersede Canada, Mexico, and the United States. We'll all be beholden, just like in Europe, to the European Union, not to Italy, not to France, to the European Union. And that's what Dr. Pastor wants done. And Pastor has written this over and over and over again. I've got a file, you know, that's 10 inches thick of his writings going back a decade, and I quote them in the, you know, the book I wrote and Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders, and the Human Events Online articles.
Which is an excellent book, by the way. It's right in front of me.
And the thank you. And the WorldNetDaily.com articles I've been writing. Just read those, and you can see linked dozens of quotes from Robert Pastor that make a lie out of what he just said in the Lou Dobbs show.
Now, we've got a problem. There are a lot of Republicans who are still delusional that think that Bush is a conservative. A, they think his amnesty plan is an amnesty. B, they don't believe there's a North American Union, even when Lou Dobbs reads the documents on air.
Well, you know, Alex, there always was, even when I was a kid, a wing of the Republican Party, which was the Rockefeller wing. They were millionaires and billionaires from New York. They didn't care anything about conservatism. It's a bad mistake to identify conservatives with the Republican Party. The Republican Party was never conservative, not since I was a child. Ronald Reagan was going to form his own party, and they convinced him to support Goldwater in the 60s to try to reform the Republican Party from within and make it a conservative party. It's a dramatic total failure. The Republican Party is still dominated by a group of globalists. All they care about is profit.
There are people like Foley running it.
Yeah, they have more in common with George Soros, quite frankly, than they do have in common with Ronald Reagan. They believe that borders should be erased because they want to use slave labor from Red China. They want to transport it into the United States on NAFTA superhighways that other globalists like Juan Carlos in Spain and Sintra pay for and get all the money for. They want to let Red China run the ports like Red China is going to run the ports in Mexico, open up Mexican customs offices in Kansas City.
Yeah, they're running them here. The Chi-Coms are running them all over this country.
Yeah, they just don't care, Alex.
They're taking over Corpus Christi. They've got Long Beach.
And it's in their writings constantly. I mean, Robert Pastor has written, I can read you the paragraphs about the Amero.
Believe me, Jerome, I've read them. He's written documents called Towards a North American Union.
That's right. And he's argued for this incremental approach, which now he thinks the American people are so stupid, so asleep, you know, that he can just pass this stuff off and we're going to
believe his lies. Well, he may be right. I mean, he doesn't fool Dr. Jerome Corsi or Lou Dobbs or Alex Jones, but, I mean, I'm telling you, folks, it just sometimes I wonder.
Well, you know, Alex, you got to look at this. There's $200 billion going to be put into Texas to build this Trans-Texas Corridor.
Which is really going to be a taxing mechanism for the North American Union.
No question. And the $200 billion certainly leaves $200 million for bribes, or is that campaign contributions? But that's not even 1%. That's one-tenth of 1%. It's such a little amount of money in terms of the total being spent, because $200 billion is such a large amount of money. There's plenty of money to pay all the politicians and get them all on board.
Well, that's what's happened. You get 97% of Texans against it, and almost all the politicians are for it.
Look at Zachary, the construction company, and Perry's campaign contributions. You'll see the connection.
Well, stay there. I want to talk about strategies to beat this, where it's at, are we stopping it, are we slowing it down? Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us. He's got a new book out today. We'll tell you about that, too. Stay with us.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
The Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 2nd, 2006. Gold opened at $601.70, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $634.17. Again, that's $634.17 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They in turn lend it back to us, and we the people are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-dictatorship? Did you know that the United Nations was founded by communist and Marxist members of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose goal is a socialistic one-world government? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
All right, Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us. It's always great to have him on with us. We are covering the breakdown of the United States. And Lou Dobbs said this is the end of the U.S. We are actually going into the North American Union. They're having secret governmental meetings in Mexico, the U.S., and Canada multiple times yearly. It is official. It is by executive fiat, like everything else this executive branch is doing, and then when we catch him, it's like when you catch a thief walking out of your house with your big screen TV, he says, oh, I was just moving it for you, or no, I'm not stealing your TV, and you're like, you got a big TV, you two guys are carrying it out. Jerome Corsi, where is this going? How is the fight going? It does seem that people are beginning to get roused and awakened to this. Is it shocking the one-worlders that we're awake to them? Basically, give us a status report, if you can, of where we stand right now.
Well, I actually think we're making great progress, Alex. I mean, your show continues to get the word out. I heard you on George Norrie on Friday. That was an excellent opportunity to get the word out again. Today, actually on Thursday, four congressmen, led by Congressman Good of Virginia, including Tom Tancredo of Colorado and Ron Paul of Texas, they introduced a resolution in the House of Representatives that calls for no spending on NAFTA superhighways and for the United States not to form a North American Union and for President Bush to come out and be required to speak out against these subjects. Now, that's the first time a resolution like that has been introduced into Congress.
So the gauntlet has been thrown down,
yeah.
And they're going to have trouble denying this is happening. If it doesn't exist,
they can
just pass the bill then.
You've got four congressmen who say it exists. Now, that's a whole new threshold. Four congressmen who have introduced a resolution demanding that the President of the United States stop it on the NAFTA superhighway.
Think about the magnitude of these liars. Every time it takes us years just to prove they're lying.
Well, right.
I mean, they're out there bald-faced lying to everybody.
That's exactly right, and calling us the conspiracy theorists. You know, but that's okay, because I think what's happening is that in Texas, for instance, Alex, you're there. I mean, right now people are realizing that Governor Perry is going to build this 4 football fields wide Trans-Texas corridor. And if they vote for Perry, they're about to get, you know, eviction notices in their mailboxes under eminent domain in the Kelo decision. There's 1 million people going to be displaced in Texas.
It's going to cost $8.8 million, according to the Dallas Morning News. We pay for it and then give it to the private corporations.
That's right. And all the money goes to Spain. And I think Texans are getting angry about this, and rightfully so. You're seeing, finally, they had to release, the Texas Department of Transportation had to release the last part of this contract with Sintra that's been secret. That shows additional pressure. But I think there should be, you know, constant pressure on Perry through this next month, such that he's got to think he could lose.
Oh, that's a big deal you just brought up. That's a big victory. For 2 years, TxDOT, Texas Department of Transportation, has been telling the legislature, the elected officials, our representatives, that it's a secret agreement and we can't see it. We finally forced a release of most of it, proving that they can't set the precedent where their agreements are secret.
That's exactly right, Alex. And now you've got, you know, some websites, this CorridorWatch.com and this TexasTollParty.com, and, you know, they're really making an impact. There are meetings being held all throughout Texas. I think October, you're going to see a lot of Texans understand that their land's going to be taken by Governor Perry to give to Spain. Go out and look at your land in Texas, take a look at it, kiss it goodbye, put a postage stamp on it, it's going to Spain.
Because we're talking about 8,000-plus miles.
That's right.
Of roads where they grab whatever they want, wherever they want. This is incredible.
And if you don't believe it, just go out and look at SH-130. That's the spur that they're building right now, the beginning of what's going to be this Trans-Texas corridor.
Right outside Austin.
Right outside Austin. That's being prepared for this superhighway. It's going to start in Laredo, Texas on KeepTexasMoving.com. You can go take a look at the actual route and see if your house is on it. If your house is on it, it's gone, and you're not going to get paid for it. Not anywhere near what it's worth. Forget it.
Well, I think a big facet of this, because they say they can grab stuff for 10 miles around every road,
right,
is part of the land grab. Then the politicians get it for pennies on the dollar and then can give it to their friends or do land deals. That's why a lot of the real estate councils are for it.
Well, and go look at Zachary and the amount of campaign contributions, that construction company, which is going to be the construction company in partnership with Sintra. Look at how much they put into Perry's campaign. With $200 billion going to be put by Spain, ultimately to build 4,000 miles of these highways in Texas, you have $200 million for bribes or campaign contributions, you call them whatever you want, that's not even 1%. It's 0.1%.
Now, let me be clear. The local paper said total with the Texas corridors that it would be 8,000 miles. Where do you get the 4,000 number?
Well, maybe it's 8,000 total miles because that's the full build-out. It's
going to
be
saying
all
right now
through.
They're saying 4,000.
Well, yeah, they're saying 4,000, but it could well be 8. Take a look on KeepTexasMoving.com. It's not just parallel to Interstate 35. It's a network throughout Texas.
No, I know. It's going to endanger property we've got in East Texas. I mean, I'm actually facing land grab, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Welcome back to Dr. Jerome Corsi. Got two new books out right now. One of them I've actually read. It's excellent. The Minuteman will tell you about it. Before we go back to Dr. Corsi, and before this hour ends, we'll talk to Fred, Jason, Eric, Aurelio, and others that are patiently holding. But before we do that, I've got the new film, 9/11 Mysteries, Part 1, Demolitions. It's got footage that's just now come out. They got it in archives that shows the bombs going off, the squibs. It's got all these eyewitnesses, these engineers, firefighters, policemen. It just focuses on the bombs and the buildings, which the federal government, NIST, and FEMA are now having to throw out the five reasons they claimed it collapsed. They're having to look at bombs. That's because bombs were in there. They're saying it could have been bombs. Al-Qaeda snuck them in. Sure, Al-CIA did. So please get 9/11 Mysteries, Part 1, Demolitions, we have on DVD, 90 minutes long. My new film, Terror Storm, the history of government-sponsored terror, 7/7, 9/11, how the New World Order is getting rid of our sovereignty, how they're spying on us, how they're taking our freedoms, the torture, all of it. It's in my new film, Terror Storm. It's almost 2 hours long. The extras are 68 minutes, so over 3 hours on one DVD, available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And for liberals out there that are for open borders, you know, you hate George Bush so much, but you want those open borders. And I've noticed that the Nation and now Media Matters and others are saying it's horrible, the detainee bill that was signed last or passed last week that Bush is signing today. It could stop legal residents. They could be secretly arrested. The liberals won't even come out and cover the fact that it affects U.S. citizens because they don't care about us. But my whole point here is the same people that are getting rid of our borders are the same people that are behind the terror and the same people that funded Al-Qaeda. By the way, Perez Musharraf has gone public that it was MI6 that killed Daniel Pearl, the CIA officer. We knew that years ago. We told you that. He found out something he wasn't supposed to know, namely that bin Laden was being protected. Just like a lot of evidence points towards, Pat Tillman had been griping and complaining about how they weren't able to do their job and was going to be leaving and going public. No. Friendly fire, baby. And at the very same time, with Private Lynch, five of her team that survived said that she didn't defend anybody. They all started dying, getting shot, getting killed. So she went public and said it was a fable. That's a whole other issue. The point here I'm making is we're being lied to, and criminal elements of world government are using terrorism as a pretext to destroy our sovereignty while doing nothing to stop terrorism, even if you believe the official story. Before we go any further, for all the liberals out there who hate conservatives and who hate anybody who wants to control our borders and who try to demonize the Minutemen, if you hate Bush so much, then you should love the Minutemen, because Bush has said that he has called them vigilantes and said they're bad. You see, the truth is the Democrats are involved with the very little groups that want to bring down the borders of this country. Jerome Corsi, tell us about your new book, Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders.
Well, you know, Alex, I wrote it with Jim Gilchrist, who is the founder of the Minuteman Project. And you're right, the Democrats and the Republicans can't race fast enough to see who's going to be the first to erase the borders. When you got a bill, a Kennedy-McCain bill supported by Bush, and it's just an amnesty bill under a different name, it's ridiculous. And what we do in this book, when you read it, you're going to see we document the drugs coming across the border, the terrorists coming across the border, the crime. The book is filled with interviews. We interview the FBI, who tells us that, you know, the MS-13 is in 3,000 American communities. We interview the people who can keep the data on the illegal immigration, and we demonstrate in the book that they are lying. They are intentionally understating the number. We estimate the number of illegal aliens that are in the United States today is 30 million. We interview cities and communities all over the country.
There's 400,000+ on record in Houston, a city of 6 million alone, and they are literally above the law. The police chief admits it is a total crime spree down there.
Exactly. And, you know, we talk about the fact, like, towns like Laredo, which is a drug war coming across from Nuevo Laredo, people being killed, incursions of Mexican military transporting drugs across
rocket
the border.
Rocket attacks, kidnappings, State Department travel warnings.
You've got the whole works. It's really a drug-controlled country, and we document that Mexico does not want their borders closed. It's a great business. The drug business has become Mexico's number one business, and the second business is all the money being sent back home by the illegal aliens who are working here, some $30 billion a year, going back to Mexico, and our U.S. banks are facilitating.
Describe for me what this is that we see on the back cover. It's you and Gilchrist standing there, and there's openings right underneath the fence.
That is the fence. That you're looking right there. That picture is on the border. That's right down by California, by Campo, California. And that drainage area that Jim Gilchrist is standing down into, you can see him up to his chest,
are really doors the feds built into it.
Yes, that's right. You go right underneath that. You know, you get an army across in those drainage ditches.
You don't even,
Mexico,
on the
other side.
You've only got to bend down a half foot, barely
right.
Bend your head down, and you just walk right out.
Even two old guys like us could get across that border. It'd be nothing to it at all. Just take a look at both Gilchrist and be right there, just standing in that big hole, the drainage ditch, right underneath that.
And they don't need it. They could have little gutters. This is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. It's obviously meant to make that easy to get through.
I had somebody call in, and again, open borders, folks, is like, you know, right hand, left hand. It's part and parcel of the North American Union. In this system, we're all going to have a North American ID card. Just when you hear guest worker program, that is a North American ID card for the illegal aliens. We're going to have one. It's going to track everything we do. And I had a guy calling yesterday and go, how dare you lie about Bush and say that on my new Sunday show, how dare you lie and say he's getting tough, 6,000 troops and a 700-mile border. Dr. Corsi, tell us the truth on that.
Well, you never see any. I've been down that border any number of times, Alex. There's no National Guard down there. It's all a lie.
Well, they admit that 1,000 of the 6,000 have been put down there, but 80% are in logistics and never leave the base.
Yes.
So, folks, we're talking about 200 at any one time, and the 700-mile fence is to be part and parcel and have these big drainage ditches.
Take a look at the book. We show that everything Bush has done is public relations. This whole idea of building a 700-mile fence on a 2,000-mile border, give me a break. It's a joke. And they know it's a joke. Let's see if Congress even puts the money in to fund that fence that they just voted for. All they did is vote to build the fence. They didn't vote any money to build the fence. Let's see if they do that, Alex. You know, and the book, what we did in this book is interview the people who are down there with us on the border, the Minutemen, so you can see that all it takes, civilian patrol, observation, binoculars and lawn chairs, that's all it takes to stop the invasion. Because they won't come across if they're observed and apprehended. They come across when our Border Patrol, wink, wink, doesn't apprehend them because it's just too much bother.
Unbelievable. Also, there's this attempt to claim that the Minutemen are all racist wearing giant swastikas, but in truth, 20%+ of the Minutemen are black or Hispanic.
Oh, that's right. And I spent a lot of time, I joined the Minutemen. I spent a lot of time with the Minutemen. It is a multiracial group. The racists are, you should take a look at these people who are coming across.
The head of Chicano Studies at UT Arlington says all whites must be killed now.
La Raza. Take a look at La Raza or Mecca, these organizations which are teaching that, you know, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo should be erased, and two-thirds of the southwestern United States, including most of California, are to be given back to Mexico because we stole it from Mexico. Now, this is not immigration. This is invasion. This has been Cindy Fox sending across an army that intends to reclaim Mexico for Mexico and on our land. They want to refight the Mexican War of 1848. It's ridiculous, Alex. And
well, I mean, why do they want to be slaves here like they're slaves in Mexico?
Well, that's the whole point. You know, what is coming across the border is an uneducated underclass that Vincente Fox does not want to deal with.
Yeah, he's dumping his criminals on us.
Dumping his criminals. And when they get over here, sure, the Democratic Party thinks, hey, this is a new underclass. We can put these guys in unions and we'll be okay for another 50 years. Dump our current union members. They're too much middle class for the current unions of the Democratic Party. And the Republicans, well, you know, Rockefeller billionaires running businesses, they found a new 21st century slave trade. They have no intention of improving the lot of these Mexicans. They just want to underemploy them and depress wages in the middle class of the United States while allowing red Chinese goods to pour in here through Mexican ports on NAFTA superhighways. The best cost of labor for the Walmart billionaires is zero, and the best cost of transportation for, you know, all the rest of them, Kmart, Target, Home Depot, is also zero.
Well, I'm looking here in your book. You've got the Mexican police helping the illegal aliens across. With the Border Patrol, we've had Mexican troops come up and take drug shipments back at machine gun point from sheriffs. You've also got a photo here of a literally almost melted poor Mexican immigrant, illegal alien, who was fed on by the coyotes. They're the real people out there killing and robbing and feeding off these people.
That's right. And then take a look at the protesters. We went and took pictures of these pro-illegal immigration marches. Look at the Che Guevara, the communists, the organizations that are supporting these. Look at them holding up swastikas, throwing the finger at everybody. These are angry racists who are protesting.
Let me ask you a question. You know, it came out in the Dallas Morning News that Rob Allen and Co., Bush's top political strategist, actually went and funded and got the month-long protest going. It backfired because they had Mexican flags. But that was confirmed that Bush is trying to use a foreign mass inside the U.S. to bully the American people. Isn't that called treason?
Well, a lot of what Bush is doing should be called treason. This whole North American Union and SPP.gov, we're going to post the 1,000 pages of the Freedom of Information Act that I got on SPP.gov. We're going to post it on MinutemanProject.com. And Alex, it clearly shows the shadow government's already been formed. Our entire bureaucracy.
That's right. That's a key. The shadow government is in place. Go ahead and tell us about it.
Well, all of our bureaucracy, every department you can mention, transportation, energy, health and human services, Department of State, every single department is integrated, meeting with their comparable departments in Canada and Mexico. We've got emails that go out from our Department of Energy, and there's, 100 people in these emails, and two-thirds of them are Canadian or Mexicans. They're sharing all of our policy, and they're rewriting our laws by calling it integrating and harmonizing. But if you look at SPP.gov, just take a look at that report to leaders over there on the bars on the left-hand side of that site, and you're going to see all kinds of memorandum of understanding, new agreements these working groups are making. They're going to issue trusted traveler cards, which are going to be biometric cards like going through a grocery store, credit card checkout, and 100 million Mexicans, if they want to have these cards, can come on over to the United States, live and work or do whatever they want. They won't be illegal immigrants. They'll be North American trusted travelers under SPP.gov.
And you got a copy of the document, and I would like to get a copy of that myself, but I've talked to local business people that have gotten them as well. Right now, in areas of the Southwest, business owners are being told with their state IDs, their tax IDs, that they're now considered North American ID numbers. Can you tell us about that?
Well, yes, I have a copy of the letters that were sent out by, the Texas departments that are going to require North American business classifications for tax purposes for every business in Texas. So forget about the U.S. Job classifications and business classifications. We now have new. We can't do anything in our bureaucracy.
I mean, we're officially in this now.
We're in it now. Our regulations and laws at the administrative level, everything from air transport through steel through energy, have already been changed.
And then they keep stonewalling, saying it doesn't exist. Now,
right.
Dr. Corsi, I want to take some calls. They'll be all over the map, but that's fine because you can speak to it. But before we do that, I wanted to bring up one other issue. We got a call here at the office. We heard that you were on G. Gordon Liddy's show, and you said that you were shocked by the bill that was passed Friday that Bush is set to sign today, which I have in front of me. I can read the subsections where it affects U.S. citizens, and the media lied and said it didn't. Give us your take on that.
Oh, I think this bill is out of control. I mean, this whole idea, that I'm beginning to agree with you, Alex, that you've got this whole threat of terrorism to strip down every freedom we've got and to be able to attack, this part of imposing Canada and Mexico's hate speech on you and me, Alex, and pretty soon we'll be committing crimes just to speak out against Bush.
Yeah, it says if you don't have allegiance to the government, you can be secretly arrested, secretly tried. It is in there.
Yeah, that's right. And, the ability to take people away without habeas corpus, examine all their phone calls, do anything you want to get this net of information out there. This is creating a complete police state, and it's entirely uncalled for. It's a complete giveaway of our freedoms more than has ever happened, even in the worst wars we've had in the United States of America. We've never given away freedoms like that.
And they're claiming it's, quote, for terrorists, but if they've got the evidence that that somebody's done something, they can try him and give him the death penalty.
It's nonsense. Bush does not have a war on terror going when our border is wide open with Mexico. We know Hezbollah agents have come across that border, a group that were in Dearborn, Michigan, that came and bribed Mexican officials in Beirut.
Well, we know Bush signed W-199I, extended it after Clinton first signed it, ordering them to back off Hamas and Hezbollah.
We've got Hezbollah and Hamas agents all through the United States. There's at least a dozen Hezbollah cells operating, and they came in through Mexico. There are thousands of other than Mexicans, many of whom are Middle Easterners, that all we've done for years under both Clinton and Bush is capture and release. We don't have any clue where they are, what they're doing.
There was a Houston Chronicle story last year that over 350,000 illegal aliens were caught in Texas and released just in South Texas alone, many of them violent felons.
Yeah, Bush is going to get no traction at all arguing this war in Iraq. It's why the American people are not believing him. I don't care if he gives a speech a day. Until he secures our border with Mexico, we do not have a war going on.
And those photo ops that him and Perry have pulled are ridiculous.
They're just ridiculous. Bush going down to the border and riding around in a dune buggy and saying we're going to build 700 miles of a fence, they're not going to build that fence. He doesn't have any intention of funding it. I want to see it built across 2,000 miles.
Yeah, 700 is totally worthless, especially if it has... the folks, if you haven't seen the photo on the back of his book, he's in it. And,
yeah,
and I've read about these and seen these myself in other videos. These big metal fences, every half mile, have giant drainage ditches under them that you could fit five people through at a time. You just bend down and walk right out of it.
That's right. You could put an army through that. Jim Gilchrist and I got down into that drainage ditch so you could see exactly the proportions. We're on the U.S. side. You see the sunlight over there. That's Mexico. It takes nothing to come across that fence, and Bush knows it. As long as that fence is like that, we do not have a war on terror. All we've got is a repression and giving up our freedoms for no reason at all.
Well, Bach ran the agency, the INS, back when that fence was built, and he was the former head of the Ford Foundation, sworn to get rid of our borders.
Well, you know what those corrugated steel there, you know what those are, Alex? Those are from Vietnam. Those were the ex-landing strips that we used to lay down in Vietnam. They brought those back and slapped them up on the border. They're worthless. They have holes all the way through them. You can climb over them or under them easily, as you see on the picture.
Unbelievable. We're going to come back and talk to Fred, Jason, Eric, and Aurelio on the other side of this break. And everybody stay there. I'm going to cover news in the third hour. And one of the whistleblowers on dust at the World Trade Center site, he got arrested again after speaking out. Stay with us.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing product you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in.
Myself, Dr. Jerome Corsi, the people that want to control our borders, I want to assure you, it isn't because we hate Russians or Chinese or Mexicans. It's that predominantly the illegal aliens coming in here say they're going to take this country over. They hate this country. They're real arrogant. They're not domesticated, politically correct twits like Americans are, folks. They're hardcore nationalist, and they're being used by our own government to break down our country because they want one world government. And I'm mad about it. I'm angry about it, and I'm not going to go along with it. Let's go ahead and go to some of the calls. Who's up first here, John? Fred and Philly, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Jerome. Jerome?
I'm right here.
Okay. Can you tell me that you know that Mary Anastasia O'Grady attended the Banff conference?
I don't have that list right in front of me of who'd attended. I didn't bring, wait a minute. Maybe I do.
Well, for those that just joined us, we're talking about the secret meeting a few weeks ago in
Canada.
Who do
you want to know? Who attended it? What's her name?
Yeah, Mary Anastasia O'Grady. She's on the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, yes, she did attend it.
Well, Jerome, I've got...
Let me just stop
you.
Well, hold on. This is how these globalists operate. They have all the big CEOs, the media people there at the government meeting to keep them quiet and make them part of it. Go ahead.
Okay, I actually spoke to her.
And what'd she say?
And confronted her on the 27th. Well, I didn't record the call, but I'll try to piece it together. She was very uncomfortable about talking about the North American Union.
Right.
I said that I was going to write an article about it, and I wanted to know what she knew about it or what she could, what firm information sources she could refer to me.
Because she's written nothing about it that
no.
I can find.
They never do. They go there to be told to shut up.
Yeah.
Right. I confronted her. I said, didn't you attend that? And she would not deny it. She would not confirm it. But she was extremely uncomfortable. She came after me saying that I wasn't making any sense.
Yeah.
But I was making sense in how I...
How dare you ask if a reporter was at a secret government meeting? How dare you as American to think that you have a right to any information?
I called up this Thomas Shannon for the... Assistant Secretary of State for the Western Hemisphere, and I talked to his... I wrote about this in World.Daily. Eric Watnick, who is his press secretary, said that Shannon attended the meeting. He did it in his official capacity. He was paid for by the government. And he held a session in which Robert Pastor, who I call the father of the North American Union, gave a speech. Now, Watnick would not confirm to me why Shannon did that. And he wouldn't confirm whether that was endorsing Pastor's views, which is to create a North American Union or not. He said he attended it. He said he did chair the panel. And then he wouldn't tell me anything about it.
Well, let me add two things. There are several reasons that government loves world government so much. When you create it, you get to set up a new system of government with no checks and balances, no liberties, no freedoms. And on top of it, the bureaucrats love it because look at how you have an undersecretary of state for the Western Hemisphere. He suddenly becomes basically like the president of the North American Union. I mean, they get incredible power off of this.
And they get to be paid to go to these meetings, which are completely private, and they don't... You're talking about creating a North American Union, but there's no reporters, and they can't tell the American people anything about it.
Right. That's a good call, Fred.
And no, but I want to say that I asked her this. I said, this meeting is not secret, and she said, no, it's not secret, but it's not on the record. And then she said something really ludicrous, which was that she said that if I wanted to get information about what happened at the meeting, that I should directly contact the organizers of it as if... not being an invitee, I could feasibly do that.
You know, well, George Shultz isn't going to give anybody information, I can guarantee you.
It's just like Bilderberg. It's just like CFR. This is how they operate. I know you've got another interview coming up, Dr. Corsi, but I want to do 5 more minutes, 70-second break. Will you stay with us for 5 more minutes?
Sure, I will.
And then we'll come back and talk to Anthony, Jason, a few others, cram those guys in here. And then I'll get into a bunch of other news, more on the end of the Bill of Rights, the end of the Constitution. And we're not just saying that. I mean, that's what they've done. Has nothing to do with terrorism. That's coming up as well. We'll be right back.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.